Khalid bin Walid. Who was he? Well, Khalid bin Walid was a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also a fierce military commander. He was probably one of the most successful generals of all time. He is noted for his military prowess, commanding the forces of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his immediate successors, specifically Abu Bakr and Umar ibn al-Khattab. May Allah be pleased with them both. He has a distinction as being one of the most fierce and relentless commanders in all of Muslim history, as he has been undefeated in over 100 battles, most notably against the numerically superior forces of the Byzantine Roman Empire and the Sassanid Persian Empire. His greatest strategic achievements were his swift conquest of Persian Iraq and Roman Syria within just 3 years, from 633 to 636. His greatest tactical achievements led him to be known as Saifullah, meaning Sword of Allah. His journey to Islam is an interesting one. His father Walid was a prominent figure in Mecca belonging to the Makhzum clan, and Khalid was a means of respect for him, for Khalid was a great warrior and marksman. After the Prophet started preaching, Walid was having thoughts of maybe becoming Muslim, but his fellow clansman and an enemy to the Muslims, Abu Jahl, diverted his intentions. He said, "Are you not ashamed? You are of the Banu Makhzum," meaning you are of the Makhzum clan. "If you join Muhammad, what will the people say? What will be of your son?" With this, unfortunately, Walid stepped down from his intentions, thinking, "Abu Jahl isn't wrong. If I do accept Islam, I will lose everything, my respect and my reputation." Walid later died on the battlefield in the famous Battle of Badr, and 5 years later, his son Khalid accepted Islam and joined Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As mentioned before, Khalid is said to have fought around 100 battles, both major battles and minor skirmishes, as well as single duels during his military career. Having remained undefeated, he is claimed by some to be one of the most finest military generals in history. One of his greatest military achievements was the Battle of Yarmouk. It was a battle against the Roman Byzantine, which showed the world that the young Muslim nation wasn't a country that was weak or frail, but rather it was powerful and impressive. During the Battle of Yarmouk, one of the Roman commanders by the name of Jarja or Gergios stepped forward from the line of soldiers and asked to meet Khalid bin Walid. Khalid went to meet him and drew so close that the necks of their horses met, and the following conversation ensued. Jarja addressed Khalid, saying, "Oh Khalid, tell me something, but do speak the truth and do not lie, for a freeman does not lie, and do not deceive me, for an honorable person does not deceive the one who trusts him. By God, has Allah sent your prophet a sword from the heavens, which he has given to you, and by virtue of which you defeat anyone against whom you draw it?" Khalid answered, "No." Jarja then asked, "Then why are you called the Sword of Allah?" Khalid then replied, "Allah sent in our midst his prophet who preached to us. However, we expressed resentment and kept our distance from him. Some of us believed in him and followed him, and some of us denied him. Even I was among who denied him. Thereafter, Allah seized our hearts and forelocks and guided us through him, and we pledged allegiance to him. He once said to me, 'You are the sword from the swords of Allah whom Allah has drawn against the mushrikeen.' He prayed to Allah to assist me. This is why I am called the Sword of Allah, and therefore among the sternest of Muslims against the mushrikeen." Jarja then asked, "O Khalid, towards what do you call?" Khalid then said, "To the testification that there's none worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a servant and messenger, and the acceptance of everything is that he is brought from Allah." Jarja said, "What about those who do not accept this?" Khalid was a smart man and a very wise man. He replied, "Then we will pay the jizya. Then they will pay the jizya and we will protect them." Jizya was a tax that the non-believers had to give to the Muslim caliphate. Jarja then asked, "What if they do not give it?" Khalid then replied, "We will declare war against them and fight them." Jarja became intrigued and asked, "What is the status of a person who accepts what you say and enters in this matter today?" Khalid said, "We share the same status with the respect and the junctions that Allah has made binding on us, regardless of whether we are the highest or the lowest in social standing, or the first or the last in accepting Islam." Jarja then asked, "Will a person entering Islam today have the same reward as yourself?" Like I said, Khalid was a very wise man. He said, "Yes, and even better." Jarja became interested and asked, "How can such a person be equal to you when you have preceded him?" Khalid answered, "We have no option but to accept this matter. We have pledged allegiance to our Prophet while he was alive and in our midst. Revelation from the heavens would come to him and he would recite the Quran to us and show us miracles. Verily, for anyone who saw what we saw and who heard what we heard, there was no option but to accept Islam and to pledge allegiance. As for you, who have not seen what we've seen and who have not heard what we have heard from the miraculous events and proofs of his prophethood, therefore, whoever of you will enter into this matter truly and with sincerity shall be better than us." Jarja had a change in his heart and said, "By Allah, you have spoken the truth and you have not deceived me." Khalid said, "I swear by Allah, I have spoken the truth, and Allah is my witness to my answers to you." Upon this, Jarja turned his shield around, an indication that he did not intend to fight, and turned to Khalid saying, "Teach me Islam." Khalid took him to his tent, poured a water bag over him to assist him to bathe, and led him in performing 2 rak'ahs of prayer. Thinking that the Muslims were scheming something when Jarja left, the Romans launched an offensive that caught the Muslims by surprise. The Romans were already in the midst of the Muslim camp when Khalid mounted his horse, where Jarja following closely. The Muslims then railed and managed to drive the Romans back to their base. Khalid then gradually advanced the Muslim army until they crossed swords with the enemy. Khalid and Jarja continuously fought the Romans from noon until the sun was about to set. Eventually, Jarja was mortally wounded. May Allah shower his mercy on him. The only salah he therefore performed for Allah were the 2 rak'ahs that he performed with Khalid. May Allah be pleased with him. This shows us that Khalid was a very wise, strong, and fearless man. He was a man of much knowledge and a man so powerful that even his enemies feared that he actually carried the sword of Allah.